Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh man, Fukuoka Fat Guys, they still exist?
Yeah, barely.
Oh fuck, man. So, have you missed us?
Probably not.
Somebody's got to be out there. Danielle misses you. I know that's fucking sure. My cousin with the goddamn text of all your fucking hot quotes.
I got hot quotes?
Oh yeah, we could like probably print them on a t-shirt and make like $7, yo.
For all the t-shirts? Wow.
For the one we're going to sell.
That would be pretty funny, actually.
Oh, man. It feels like it's been so long since we did this.
It has been so long. I think we're about a week off.
Week? Oh, probably like 2 weeks, remember? Because Guam, we were an episode behind. And we also misnumbered the episode.
Yeah. This is actually 31B.
The flip side. And you got to turn the cassette over. But yeah, we were one behind with that, so technically we're like two behind.
Yeah, but they all know we're fuck-ups.
Hey, we have done a good job up until... We're fucking giving them a great quality product.
You're so funny. Like, we don't offer them any value. We have to force pay people to listen to us.
Oh,
we give them a great product. Shut up.
We're working hard, motherfucker. Either way, it's good to be back on this gloomy Sunday. Another cloudy day. It's starting to get a little cool outside, man. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, it's actually nice. I went to bicycle. It's pretty good.
Yeah, and I heard you were looking at new bikes and stuff this couple days ago.
Oh, yeah. But again, I don't have enough money.
How much money were we talking about, that bike that was like getting you all hyped and stuff?
$10,000 or so.
Holy shit. Well, like, is it just like light as a feather? Like, what made
no,
it?
No, it's just...
Newest of the new?
No, it's just disc brakes, electric shifting.
Electric?
Yep.
So you gotta like put batteries and shit in there or something?
Yeah, you need batteries and shit.
Oh, does it have that little assist thing when you go up the hill? The
no. None of that faggotry.
Oh man, I don't know how you feel, but I'm fucking great to be back. Oh man, any other updates or anything before we move along, try and get everybody back in our good graces?
As usual, like, we're late. As usual, it's day one for me.
Hey, we made it to the gym a few times together this month. Like, it's not this, enough,
this,
but...
This month. Yeah, I go to the gym maybe two times a month.
Hey.
That's like five times a year.
Hey, it's all about fucking heart, all right? We're getting there. We're the lame planeteer, all right? We're trying to form Captain Planet. God damn it. But yeah, we got called out on our bullshit for that, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Robert challenged us to... Have a month-to-month challenge, seeing who can lose the most weight and shit.
So let's make this official. So, like, what? What's your weight right now?
I came in at 159.9 kilos.
Mm-hmm. So I just stepped on the scale. I am at a hefty 103.
He did, like, a minute ago. Robert's already lost 10 pounds in, what, the week or two it started?
Yeah.
He's been, But, so what do we do? Like, what's... We need... I know you motherfuckers are going to listen and not reply, but what should, like, the loser have to do?
You know? Like, how are we going to quantify the loser? Is it just by sheer weight?
I think he just wants sheer weight. That's what we did last time. I mean, should we change the rules on that? We'll have to... What does our public think? I want to hear, because these are the motherfuckers who are going to enjoy the battle anyway.
Yeah, I think it should be percentage of weight, because, like, you have a hefty
amount. Hey, I like numbers. I like pounds. Fuck you. Fuck percents? Shit, there goes my advantage.
Nah, it just depends. Like, how long is this going to go for? You
want to
go for...
Well, it sounds like... I think it sounds like every month he was talking about. Month-to-month kind of ordeal. So I don't know if we do, like, the... At the end of this month and then have, like, a boxing game or something like that. Or a punishment or... Like, which one would be more fun?
See, the hard part is, like, if you keep trying to lose like a huge amount every month, you're going to plateau pretty soon. So it's going to be pretty tricky to sustain your weight loss.
And what about muscle? Like, if I get any muscle, then my mate just might...
Yeah, see, that's the thing. So what do you want to do? You know, do you want it to be like, you know, like greatest improvement? Do you want to look better, or how do you want it?
I want to look better, but... Yeah, well then, yeah, fuck it. Let's see what the people think. We'll do what they say. Well, I know Robert's down for whatever the fuck, so...
Yeah, he just wants to get in better shape, yeah, so...
And talk shit the whole way through.
Holy shit.
That was a peak. But yeah, either way, people, let us know. Should we have it month to month? Should we have like a time span? What should the loser do? Should it be body fat percentage? Should it be overall best look? Shit like that. Because, yeah, we owe you guys a lot.
Yeah, I've been super inspired because I met Mia's brother, man.
Holy shit. Isn't that like night and fucking day? We had to hang out with Mia at one of the camps we were at. And dude, he's 22 and he's like hella laid back and the fucker's a lifter. Like all he did was just eat and fucking like lift whatever he could around the camp. It was fucking nuts, man.
Yeah, he looks good, man.
Yeah, fucking it. But you know what he doesn't have in his fucking room? A lamp. Oh. I don't give a fuck. Mia said all men have fucking lamps in their room. This nigga is related to her and he ain't got shit. So I fucking win. I fucking knew it. See? Ah, oh, that felt so good. I know he has fucking abs. That was Carl's comeback. He doesn't need a lamp. He has gabs. God damn it, I can't fucking talk. He doesn't need a lamp. He has abs.
Yep. If you have abs or a big dick, you don't need anything.
In this country, some of them might work against you. Either way, he doesn't have a lamp. I win. I fucking told y'all. But yeah, it was fucking inspiring. Like literally, the dude was just up and about. All the kids were like on him and shit. Like it was nuts. And he's so nice. I wonder if it's PTSD from his sister. Please don't listen to this episode, Mia. I'm going to get poison in my food.
Probably. She's probably outside listening right now.
Yeah, I know. But no, man. It's what's the word? It's exciting. Like you really want to, you know, get into it and do hard. Like when you see someone else succeed, like hopefully the fool will come to our gym and we can get a couple more people and get like everybody on track. Cause once you get going and you start getting stupid, that's where things get fun. But, yeah, I had to go to my doctor 2 days ago to hear all the news. And this man was for the first time in my life of going to this guy. He's like, your weight went up. And I was like, oh, here comes the fat comments. He's like, but you look more muscular. And I was like, oh, what'd you say? What was that? Can I get that on playback? Can I get that on a record? But mind you, it's not good enough for anything right now. You know, if I walk outside, like on a grassy field, somebody might try and take me out thinking like I'm a cow or something. A wildebeest.
Yeah, I think the measurement is if you're confident around to walk around without your shirt on.
Oh, fuck that. Give people enough beer and they can do that shit. Really? No, fuck that. I would not me. I'm going to lose no matter what. Shit. Either way, yes. So we're going to have the Fugo Fat Guy's first official Fugo Fat Guy Fat Loss Challenge. Ooh, that's a lot. That's a lot of fucking F's in there. So yeah, let's see what we what the people think. And if y'all don't say anything, we'll just talk to Robert and figure it out our fucking selves, because that's usually how it goes anyway. Yeah,
he's probably the one who listens right now.
It's all good. All we need is one. But yeah, and that's pretty much it for the fitness portion. Anything else you'd want to add for?
Yeah, I don't know. I just can't get over this day one shit. It's super hard to get consistent.
Oh, especially when Cinnabon just opened up out here.
Yeah.
And it tastes a little weird though, right? Like it tasted
kind of soft or something. I don't know.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, we just got our first Cinnabon in Fukuoka and we had some 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, tastes a lot less sweet, but still diabetes is in there. But yeah, that's just random going-ons around here. But fuck, let's go into all the fun and random nerdy news and shit out there. So everybody's talking about it, so why not us?
Okay.
Spider-Man's leaving the MCU, maybe, but maybe not.
What was those memes, though? Far From Home?
There was Homecoming, and then the next movie was Far From Home, and then they're going to say the next movie's Homeless. And they're like, Iron Man died for this, and all kinds of like funny shit. But for those of you who don't know, Disney came to the table and said, we want 50% of everything. And Sony was like, fuck that. You know, Spider-Man was our biggest grossing film this year. Like, it was of all time, I think. And Disney, I guess the previous contract had only a 5%. And now they want 50. And across everything, I guess. And that's what, like, they said Sony just walked away from the table. So it's funny seeing, like, all the nerds and stuff react. They're like, oh, Disney's the evil person, and Sony, both of them are fucking evil. Don't forget, the only reason Sony still has the Spider-Man license is because they purposely make shitty movies to keep the license. The license, the contract goes, if they don't make a movie within a certain amount of time, then the license goes back to Marvel. So Sony's not a victim here. They're also a dick. But with how fun and the movies have been, Spider-Verse and all that, you know, I am hoping they do figure something out. There's a rumor that a new deal's on the table.
I hope so, because I feel that Disney's going to be forced. Like, I think Disney's going to be bigger than Netflix.
Yeah, I think it's already hitting Netflix, but we'll get into that in a sec. Yeah, the rumor is that they... I think Sony went back with a counter deal calling for, like, 6 movies. Like, 2 Avengers movies, and then, like, 4 Spider-Man with a possibility of a 7th. And Disney would give them TV rights, but there was talk that it has to all be on the Disney platform and stuff like that. So I am hoping that it is, because if not, Spider-Man's gonna have some weird continuity issues in the next movie.
I mean, if you look at Spider-Man's history, it's always been super, like, even in the comics, right? There's like 10 billion Spider-Man comics, right?
Oh yeah, Spider-Verse, that's where the Into the Spider-Verse came. That they just said, like, fuck it, we'll just... They used to be individual stories of, like, what happens or what if, but now it's just, they're all together.
I kind
of
like that Miles Morales movie because it shows Spider-Ham. And I liked Peter Parker because, like, it sounds like a porn. So I was like, Peter Parker, it's in the park of Mary Jane.
Oh, God, people were laughing because, on a random note, Mortal Kombat announced Joker is going to be in the game from Batman.
Oh.
And the way the character looks... He looks like the Joker from a porn parody. So everybody's been losing their fucking mind on the internet. They're like,
I like how everyone knows.
I know. People know shit so fucking quick.
Yeah, that time when, like, that Japanese porn was in the pool. I know that pool. Oh,
everybody knows that fucking pool. It's pretty popular apparently now. Yeah. I mean, the internet. Like, people have random abilities. Like, you know, all you need is one person who doesn't forget a thing. And it's fucking hilarious. But, yeah, we'll see how the Sony Marvel deal goes, or Sony Disney deal, I should say. Sony bought up the company who made the Spider-Man game, which was fucking epic, Insomniac. So I'm wondering if they did that to prepare for this deal. But yeah, well, we'll see what's going on. But speaking of Disney Plus is what they're calling it, right?
Yep. Their streaming channel.
Yeah, so they just had their D23, which is, like, I guess a Disney Expo. I don't really care. But they announced 2 new shows for that, She-Hulk and Moon Knight, which is like a white-clothed Batman. Like, he's a white person, but he wears all white. It's really weird, and he's crazy. Pretty entertaining. But what I worry about is, like, is this Disney Plus just going to be boring?
No.
Nah, like, they got a lot of good, like, superhero stuff, but is it all going to be, like, PG-13, like, shit? Like, at least Netflix has a variety. You could see some people cussing, and it's not going to be like, shit, damn, oh, no. Like, I'm worried because, like, other than there's Disney shows and there's Marvel, there's nothing really...
We really don't know what Disney has up their sleeve, though.
Oh, and that's what I'm saying. But Disney has such a... They are so anal with their image. Like, I don't see them going rated R on any movie. Like, there's already talk of Deadpool being, like, PG-13 from now on, which it doesn't need to be R, but it's more fun when he's out there cussing for no reason and making dirty jokes. So I'm worried.
So, like, just because he cusses, it's not PG-13? Like,
no, they can't drop any more fuck bombs or, you know, shit. Wait, like,
so fuck is a bad word?
God damn.
No, sir, I'm serious, because they say that on TV.
No, so on TV you can say shit now. Shit was the newest word that's added to, just, like, a little more, like a TV PG-13, whatever. They've added shit. So you could say ass, bitch, shit on TV. And then so everything.
You're saying Disney can't say ass, shit, or bitch? Or
no, they can say ass, shit, or bitch, but will they? Like, in their shows, like, they're too busy worried about their image. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't, because everything on there is just Disney cartoons. And
no, but doesn't Disney have, like, DreamWorks and some other stuff too? Like, don't they just, like,
Pixar and stuff? Yeah. I don't know. That's the thing. Like, they have, like, ABC and, like, stuff, like, their subsidiaries. And I mean, even the stuff that they own got with Fox. But will they, like, what are they going to put on there? Like, I really want to see, you know. I hope there's variety. If there's variety, I'd probably be into checking it out. But if it's all just going to be, like I said, PG-13 and just superhero and cartoons, I'll be like, fuck that. You know, I don't need that much. And I'm a goddamn nerd. But I think because of all this, Netflix, they've been taking a loss this quarter or whatever. They lost a lot of money. So even some of the shows that were like critically acclaimed this year have already been canceled. And they're canceling a lot more. Like Xbox? Netflix has a lot of shitty programs on there.
Well, they spend a lot of money on like developing stuff, right? Like, so all the money that they make, they pretty much just reinvest into their channel, right?
Oh yeah. And they also like help fund TV shows on like TV networks, and then they get the digital rights for them. So yeah,
let's be real about TV, right? Like 99% of the shit out there sucks.
But I think when you put something on live TV, it has to get to a certain standard of crappy before it gets there, you know? Where Netflix, I've seen stuff where I was just like, how did this... You didn't watch that movie Catfight with me and Grace watched that way back in the day, and it was just like, holy fuck, how did this movie even get made?
But did Netflix make that?
Or I don't know.
I think Netflix just like has rights to certain things, and they just put it on their stuff and you can watch it. You
know? Okay, so it might have been just like a Canadian movie or something. We'll blame them. Yeah, but either way, no. Netflix, like, it's fun because you'll find really, really good stuff like Altered Carbon, and you just find like really, really crappy stuff. Like, what's the dude from Arrested Development, the tall, lengthy dude, Will Arnett? He's got like 4 or 5 series on Netflix, and I'm like, half of them are shit. He's like, I'm Will Arnett being Will Arnett in this movie. Now I'm doing it in the same city, but, you know, with different clothes on. It's like, fucking A. You know, stop giving that man money. Adam Sandler, you know, the...
Adam Sandler is a god.
What was it? The Ridiculous Six?
Best movie ever.
Oh, my God.
If you guys haven't seen it, go watch it. Terry Crews plays the piano with his dick.
He's not lying. I watched 20 minutes of that movie and thought it was shit. And then I watched the rest of it with Carl and I died laughing. And I was so mad. But his newest movie, I can't even get through it. It was like him with Jennifer Aniston on a boat. And I'm just like, fuck. But
dude, that's a big hit already. Him, Jennifer Aniston, and a boat. Come on, a boat, bitch. Come on.
Yeah, either way, Netflix is losing a lot of shit. So I hope that they get better quality stuff on there, but kind of, I guess, like, them having the shitty stuff kind of makes it fun, because you're like, oh my god, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. I have to tell everybody about it. Because also, they got, like, stand-up comedies, they got horror movies. Like, that's what I'm really wondering. Is Disney going to bring that? Sure, Netflix gives a stand-up comedy to everybody. Like, I bet you I could get one for a few $100 and just, you know, bomb. And they'll be like, oh, on Netflix, this giant motherfucker who wants to talk about dumb shit. You know, but we'll see.
Netflix, give us a holler.
The Fukuoka Fat Guys dual stand-up comedy. Yeah, we'll be arrested before the fucking thing's over.
Bert Kreischer, he likes to take off his shirt and shit.
So oh, that's the fat dude, Joe Rogan's homie, right?
Yeah,
he spoke like Russian in one of them. I think he went to like study abroad. Funny guy. But you know what's not funny? The Amazon being on fire.
You mean Amazon won't send my shit to me? No. In all seriousness, yeah, the Amazon is burning.
The rainforest.
And, did you see the pictures like of Sao Paulo, Brazil?
Mm.
In like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it was pitch black.
Holy shit!
The smoke was so like overwhelming that it couldn't penetrate. The sun couldn't penetrate. So at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it was like night.
Did you hear that? Some people think they did it on purpose, so that they can just, you know, build houses and stuff on it.
Really? So is that the new conspiracy? Is that the new Joel Epstein thing?
Yeah, dude. It's fucking nuts. And apparently, the Amazon gives us, like, almost... It said 1 in 5 breaths is due to the Amazon. Oh, God. So it's like 20% of the world's, like, oxygen goes through, you know, thanks to the Amazon. So it's like, oh, we don't need that. Like, what would make people think that, oh, maybe we shouldn't take care of this thing that's giving us so much?
Yeah, but the funny thing is, like, I was listening to Mindpump, and they were talking about, like, how five of the biggest ships in the world are, like, the biggest contributors to pollution, you know?
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. So, like, in Hollywood, Leonardo DiCaprio and all these people, like, they're really into, like,
Titanics and stuff.
Virtue signaling, like, oh man, you guys gotta take care of the environment and shit while they're, like, jet setting their private planes and shit like that. If you just didn't use your fucking big ass yacht and your fucking private planes, you'd probably fucking be saving, like, almost all of the environment.
That was a few years ago they had that. What was it at the. It was like the G9 convention or whatever.
That just happened.
Like, but it's G6 now. It was back when it was G9. I think it was still Obama era. And there was this dude saying, isn't it funny that everybody who's coming to this convention on this mountain, and, you know, it was in some snowy country, they're like, they all came by their own fucking private jet.
Yeah.
And they're here to talk about the environment. Yeah. And it's like, nobody
assholes.
Nobody sees, you know, the
hypocrisy. They're all virtue signaling, like, assholes.
What's the virtue signaling? I don't know
that. It's just word. Like, they want everyone to think, like, oh, you know, I really care about the environment and shit like that, you know, like, it's like, if you really care about the environment, just stop using fucking shit like that, you know, like, they're all like, oh, we should stop eating beef because it causes pollution. If you just stop, like, riding your private jet, it's like,
way better
than all of the cows' farts combined.
Oh man, no, that's what they all do. Fucking Twitter, Facebook, and everything. They were talking about it, and that the boycott culture and the cancel culture, like, they're boycotting everything for anything. And
we should do that too. Boycott the boycott.
All right, you guys, you're going to hashtag Fugook Fat Guys, boycott the boycott? No.
Boycott the boycott.
But it gets ridiculous. Like, if you disagree with somebody, you know, you don't attack them, you attack their sponsors or things like that. Luckily, we're free because ain't nobody sponsoring ours.
Never.
You want 100% truth? But yeah, no, it's crazy. The Amazon, you know what's weird is that I haven't heard much about the fire on, like, news and stuff.
Yeah, it's not really important news. The environment's not very, very necessary.
You know, it was fucked up, and I felt like, oh, okay, I get it. Yesterday, I was on the internet, and it's like, oh, Sony reaches new deal with Disney, and I click on it, and it's all about the Amazon fire, and I was like, oh, you baited me. I was like, it's sad, because I clicked on it, you know, I was like, oh, let me see what this is.
Mm.
And, I mean, it's such an important part of us, but we're just like, nah, we really don't give a fuck. You know, the environment, it's not a problem until it's a problem. You know, let's keep burning coal and using fossil fuels. And then when we can't breathe and we're all dying, then we'll be like, we should have done something.
I mean, even about the ocean and shit, like a
garbage island.
Not just that, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch and, like,
coral, you know, reefs.
Yeah, just the sunscreen that we use and all this kind of shit. Like, it's crazy, you know? Like,
oh, but they're doing underwater gardening now. I just found out. There's a coral reef where they're taking pieces of healthy coral and they're taking it apart and growing it underwater and then reintroducing it into the reef.
Mm.
And it's actually growing, you know, where, you know, old reefs died, so they're thinking this might be a possible way to rebuild a lot of our reefs.
Yeah.
But it takes like a couple years to raise it properly and stuff, so it's like a long process and stuff. But
did you hear about like how like if the polar ice caps melt or something like that, that a lot of like diseases could come back?
Really? Like what?
Yeah, because like apparently like diseases get trapped into the ice.
Oh,
like yeah. That. So all the stuff like, you know, that was dormant.
The bubonic plague, the Black Death, chicken pox, all be back.
Small dicks. And
oh, there was a measles outbreak in Vegas at that video game convention.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Good old people, not, what's the word with the kids?
Anti-vaxxers.
Yes, there it is. No vaccinations, so they were like, you might have been. And I'm like, well, not me. I ain't in Vegas and I ain't at that fucking video game competition. But it's pretty nuts. Fucking A. Everything's going to kill us on this planet. I guess we're overdue.
Yeah.
But anyway, did you hear the story about the YouTuber who found the GoPro from... there was a guy who passed away last year. He died. He drowned swimming with his friends.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was kind of messed up, but it was like... He was like a good swimmer. He was like actually training in the military. He was a military person who actually, I think he was a SEAL. And they were like, how did he die? Blah, blah. And this kid was just going on treasure hunts and he finds the GoPro. And it's been a year or whatever, year and a half. And the GoPro is like cracked and everything's still good. The camera didn't, like, there was no water on the camera. and it had the dude's final moments on there, and the dude gave it back to the parents and stuff, and it was like this happy and nice story, but I wanted to know what happened. Like, how did the dude die? And they're like, we're not sure if we're going to watch it. And I'm like, motherfucker. I was like, why'd you write this? Like, there was going to be answers to this question that I didn't know about, and now I don't know anything. It was so frustrating. But it's a good good ad for GoPro, you know?
Yeah. Because their stock took a shit.
Really?
They're just not doing well as a company. Like, you know, the action camera thing is...
What's the action camera? I never heard of that.
That's the GoPro.
That's what it's called?
It's called action cameras. Because people wear it to do stuff, but... It's like, you buy an action camera and you realize, my life fucking sucks.
What? Wait, what? I've seen so many videos. There's like all the motorcycle guys who have it pointed.
You mean the Red Bull guys? Are the guys who actually do shit?
No, so like, just like people riding on the street. Like a lot of street driver. Like,
yeah, so like motor blogs, those kind of guys. It's pretty cool. But like, let's say me and you buy a GoPro. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put it on and I'm going to watch TV. And I'm going to like what, ride my bicycle. Like, Oh, this is kind of boring.
Don't you have a GoPro?
I have a GoPro.
I mean, but like people put them on their drones and shit. Like, I don't know. I thought it was just like a hobby. Like when they do stuff, they use it, not just...
Yeah, but there's like other, there's other cameras too.
That are better now?
Well, just different. Like GoPro is a stock. If you study their stock, it's like not doing very well.
But it's like, it's kind of like a name like Kleenex, you know? Like, you know, when you think of little cameras, you're going to say GoPro even though...
Even if it's not a GoPro.
Yeah, like Googling now or whatever. Oh, fuck, I didn't know they were doing so bad. I feel bad. I heard it's like a quality product.
Oh, it's a good product. I like them. But they tried to get into the drone market and they just didn't do well there.
Oh, geez. GoPro or go home. Oh, man. So yesterday, or maybe the day before yesterday, I was reading a story that this girl posted on... I think she posted it on Twitter. It was all in Japanese. And apparently, a Korean dude beat the shit out of this chick because he was trying to holler at her and she just walked away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so everyone's trying to say it's because of the growing...
friction between Korea and Japan?
Yeah, because Japan lowered Korea from a group A. Like, they changed, like, the name of their groupings for countries that they have import-export deals with. And Korea went from the top to, like, second tier. And I guess Japan's not exporting materials they need to build, like, chips and stuff in Korea. And it's just been causing a lot of tension. But in out here, I haven't noticed anything personally.
Yeah, because we're not Japanese.
Right? Yeah, I know. So nobody's going to say anything to us to be like, hey, let me tell you about something. But yeah, they said this dude was trying to nanpa a chick, which is, you know, holler. I don't know what the word cat caller, what, I don't know what fucking people say. We say holler. Dude was trying to holler at her, and she was like, no, thank you, just walk. Because the way they do it out here is, like, a lot of dudes will just post up in a spot and just holler at chicks. Be like, hey, where you going? Hey, where you going? You know, and the girls will just walk by, and sometimes they get a catch, and, you know, shit goes from there. But she just kept on going, and the dude, like, grabbed her by the hair and, like, punched her a few times and stuff like that. So, but is that dude just an asshole, or does it have anything to do with Korea and Japan's issues? Because... You know, we like to
what
look.
What happened to this dude, though?
Like, I don't know. Like, I really just found out about the story a little bit before I came here. But I noticed that we like to have, you know, reasons for.
We like to sensationalize things.
Well, I mean, it's logic. Like, it's kind of like stereotypes, like back in the day. Our minds are made to group information together. We look for patterns, right?
Yep, that's why.
So.
Big dick.
I'm not, motherfucker. I'm not, but you know, so people would always say, like, oh, if somebody wears this clothes or this shirt, obviously, and then they do something bad, it's like, well, maybe everyone. So, but in this situation, it could have just been an asshole who doesn't know how to holler at chicks being a dick, but because they were Japanese and Korean, like, are we going to read too much into this? Because America, we do this shit all the time. You know, fucking Obama, he hates black people because he ate vanilla ice cream on a Thursday. And we all know that's white people for ice cream day. You know. So I always wonder, like, is this going to be over-sensationalized? Like, I have no idea what's going to happen to the dude. But he needs to get his ass whooped because she was just a little itty-bitty woman. He's this big dude. Like, just whoop his ass and call it a day. At least that's how I feel. Lovely, lovely news. This is what happens when we're gone for so long.
Yep. Nothing good happens in the world.
Yeah, I think we should talk about China, Hong Kong before we finish up today.
Yeah, what's going on now?
So China and Hong Kong, which probably everyone knows, but we'll go through it anyway. They're trying to pass a law to where anyone in Hong Kong who commits a crime can be extradited to China, right? So they just, and then China, we both know, doesn't have like democracy or anything. It's run, you know, with an iron fist. The internet's limited, you know, it's a lot of propaganda out there. So people in Hong Kong are like, hell no, we don't want none of that. So they're protesting. And I didn't even know this. They have cameras. They have light poles or what are the street lights in Hong Kong with smart cameras in them that can identify your face. So that's why you see a lot of the protesters wearing masks and stuff. Like, apparently, like, people are really worried about being found out on, you know, and just dealing with the authority because it's so corrupt and stuff like that. And they've been going at it for quite a while. And a Chinese actress in China was like, you know, bashing them. And then they were using Mulan. So the new live action Mulan's coming out.
Yeah.
And so they used that as like a tool for propaganda in China. And so now Hong Kong's protesting to just boycott Mulan. You know,
boycott
the boycott. And it's fucking nuts. Like, you know, first off, I didn't know we had cameras that can identify people's faces that well.
Oh yeah, did you hear how good the ones we have in America were? Where it identified, it wrongly identified 18 like politicians as criminals.
Oh no, they did it right. They're all politicians. And that was on purpose.
No, it's not me.
It wasn't me. That's my cousin. Come on. No, it was fucking nuts. Like, you know, 1984 kindly came, come here, right? In 2019, but it's nuts because you heard what they did at the airport, right? They just built a wall of people in front of the airport. And so people, like, flights were missed and stuff like that. And there's a video of this Australian dude. He's like, you know, what you're doing is really, really rude right now. And it's like, they're in the middle of a protest. Like, it sucks, but...
Yeah, that's the word protest.
But no... Well,
only in Japan is a protest or strike civil.
I know.
It's like the bus drivers... they're like, oh, we're going to go on strike.
But we're not going to wear our hats.
No, like they still picked up passengers because they didn't want to inconvenience the passengers. Yep. They just didn't get paid. I was like, okay.
Or they'll do something. Like, they'll misplace a part of their uniform or something. But it's very different. But, I mean, it's a serious issue, right? Like, if you're in Hong Kong and then, you know, you guys have democracy and rules and stuff. And then they're like, oh... Well, you committed a crime. We're going to ship you to China. It's like, oh, wait, what?
That one's difficult because it's technically China, you know?
Like, I know, but there's always been issues between China and Hong Kong. And
well, it's returned to China, right? Mm. So, like, they had that history where they gave it to, what, the UK?
No, the UK founded. What are you talking about? So. Just like America. Oh, no. But, yeah, hearing about the cameras and stuff, I was just freaking out because I saw all the protesters wearing masks and I thought it was just because of the actual video cameras. But nope, technology's got you. And Big Brother's on the watch. And one funny story, I don't know if it's funny for this guy, but a kind of funny story to end it was 10 years ago, this dude in China was walking home and he fell into like a scrap heap. And no bruises or nothing or whatever. But his ass has hurt for the past 10 years, right? Goes to the doctor. They do an x-ray. He has surgery. Fool had like 7 nails in his ass for 10 years.
Damn.
You didn't think to like go to the doctor before that? Like after you fail, there's these little holes that are dripping blood. You're like, what happened here? Oh, nothing. And he suffered 10 years with that. Like, I don't know if it was a money thing, but I was like, holy shit, that's a lot to...
That dude's tough, man.
That fool, man. Do you even lift, bro? Shit, he's going to fucking rock us all out and stuff. But, that's pretty much it for me. Next week, I got to go visit my family in L.A. We're having a small family reunion.
So that means you're going to be late.
Or... We might be late. Just fuck it. We're going to go. We'll be late.
This guy's always trying to, like, overpromise.
I'm never trying to overpromise. I'm trying to show that we care. Either way, we love y'all. Thanks for living. Oh, fucking heck.
No, thank you for living. So if
you didn't live, you didn't miss it. I can't even do an outro. God damn it.
Don't worry.
Thanks
I
for...
I got you.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one. Peace.